My next guest, Helen Robinson from Safer Schools, is bringing together leaders across the country to a forum right here in the Southwest to address these issues and also share their insights into successful initiatives to get rid of bullying and discrimination for good. Helen, good morning.
Good morning.
It's lovely to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you're the project officer for Safer Schools and True Colours. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay, the Safer Schools project came about through some national research that was put out in 2010, which told us that school isn't a very safe space for some young people with gender and sexuality, who are gender or sexuality diverse. The statistics say that 10% of students are either same-sex attracted or gender questioning, and it's a hidden problem in schools, basically because it happens out of sight and out of earshot of a lot of the people who can help. 75% of students who were surveyed in the national study said that they were discriminated against school.
That's an awfully high percentage.
Yeah,
and it's a real worry, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, 61% of that is verbal abuse and 18% is actually physical abuse.
And what kind of ages are we looking at here, Helen?
This project specifically targets between years 9 and 12.
So between sort of 14 and 17.
Yeah, yeah, but basically high school age. 38% of the students in this national survey said that their school was actually homophobic and that teachers were very reluctant to address the issue, partly because they were unsure how to address it, partly possibly not wanting to embarrass the students that were being bullied and bringing them out as gay at school, and partly because, unfortunately, teachers are a diverse bunch of people. But some of them actually agree with the...
It's a double-edged sword, though, isn't it?
It is.
It really is. And it's one of those tough issues that needs to be addressed. But like you said, there are reasons why people and these teachers aren't wanting to do it. So I guess it's about finding a solution, isn't it?
It is. And WA is working towards solutions. The WA Equal Opportunities Commission is currently working on an initiative to bring specific policies into schools that state and that they won't tolerate homophobic bullying. It's been a long process. They have a working party working on it at the moment, and it's a matter of schools coming on board and actually taking on those policies and working with them to implement strategies to actually support them, not just having the policies sitting in the staff room.
And what do you know how badly bullying and this type of bullying is affecting Southwest schools?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a group with our the True Colours program that we're Uniting Care West runs in Bunbury, support young people from aged from 15 to 25 with a safe space. And we have quite a few ex-students come along and share their stories, and some of them are quite frightening. We have lost one of our members to suicide, which really points out how devastating this issue can be to young people.
And are the ex-students talking about their experiences specifically at school and bullying?
Yes.
What sort of things are they saying?
The biggest complaint is the homophobic language, the verbal abuse that they suffer, the flippant use of "you're so gay," that sort of a comment that's just, and "you're a faggot," that's another good one that's very commonly heard amongst the, you know, in the playground and in the hallways. A lot of the bullying occurs on the way to school, so it's out of sight of teachers, parents, and it can be having things thrown at them, tripped over, physically pushed to the ground.
It's awful.
Yeah, yeah, and it results in them leaving school, and we want to retain them because we know how valuable they are in our community.
Absolutely. So what would you like to see done about it? I mean, it's such a complex issue, and it really involves all of the community getting behind it, doesn't it?
It is. What we've done during 2010 is we've sort of engaged in a community engagement strategy by forming a reference group, and we've had staff from schools be part of that reference group, and we're gradually working with schools to try and get them on board. There's a big fear of parent backlash and media portrayal of them being seen as actually encouraging students to become gay. There's that stigma still attached that we're actually trying to convert students, but we just want to support them and keep them safe.
Is that the kind of feedback that you've been getting from parents?
We don't actually hear it a lot from parents. I think it's a fear that schools have that unfortunately the vocal minority, the parents that do stand up and complain, making it difficult, I guess, for schools to say, yes, we'll run with this. Mm. Yeah.
So this forum that you're going to be running, it's coming up next week. Tell us how it's going to run specifically.
Okay. We've got the Equal Opportunities Commission coming down to explain the strategies that they're currently working on with the policies into schools. They've also got some, they're working on some support resources for teachers, parents and students as well to go along with that. So they'll discuss their role and they'll also talk about the legal obligations of school because it is illegal to discriminate against students at the moment. It's just not specifically named for homophobic bullying. Then racism is named, of course, and those other issues. And that's what we're hoping to do with this, is to bring the specific issues relating to our same-sex attracted and gender-questioning kids to the fore. We've got Ros Ward coming from the Safe Schools Coalition from Victoria. Ros was the co-founder of the coalition, which has quite a number of schools involved, and they conduct training workshops with the schools. They go in and do student seminars and all sorts of things happening over there, and it's been happening for a while. So we're hoping to get some good ideas from Ros to move forward.
Absolutely. I mean, are the Victorian schools experiencing something similar, or are they
Absolutely.
A little bit more advanced?
They've actually made quite a bit of progress in Victoria and a few other states in Australia. Unfortunately, we're a little bit behind over here. But like I said, it's a unique problem. It's an often invisible problem because I'm being told that they don't have gay students at their school because the gay students are too scared to come out at school.
It's awful, isn't it?
They're hidden.
That's right. And now this forum obviously is looking at ways and trying to implement strategies to overcome it. So is this a public forum? Can anybody go along?
It's mainly directed at school staff, principals in particular, and deputies and student services staff and also allied agencies, youth agencies, mental health services. But, of course, parents of students who are same-sex attracted or gender questioning would be more than welcome to come along.
Helen, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. And all thank the best you. For the forum. It is happening next Thursday, the 15th of March, at the Southwest Institute of Technology at the Epicure Training Centre and Function Room at 9:30. Is there a way that we can get in touch if we've got any questions before the day?
Yes, absolutely. They can call me on 0407 212 045.
Helen, thank you so much for coming in. All the best.
Thank you.